Greetings, dear brothers and sisters. Today, I would like to do something a little different than we normally do. We've been going through epistles of the Bible, of the New Testament. I would like to look at an Old Testament figure that touched me very deeply as I started studying this person. Now, I like to look at the life of a person because we can see how they started and how they ended. Because the person I wanted to talk about, somebody said about this person, the next quote, they said, it is the most astonishing instance that is contained in Scripture of goodness springing up and attaining high perfection under the most extraordinarily difficult circumstances. All that to say that the person I wanted to talk about is, he did what was right in the most difficult situation. The person I'm talking about is a king of Judah, a king that was the best king by far that Judah had since David. And I wanted to talk about this young king. The king was so young that he was only 8 years old when he began to reign. You're probably figuring out that I'm talking about Josiah. He was not the youngest king. There was a younger king than him who was 7 years old, Joash. But this king was also very young, but he touched me very deeply because of his progression of faith. He grew in the love for his Savior. He grew in the love for his God because he kept doing what was right. And I would like to invite you to open up your scriptures together to Second Chronicles chapter 34. We will be looking at his life. His life is covered in two chapters, but we will be just looking at a few verses and just to get a whole idea of what kind of person this King Josiah was. I titled my sermon as follows: King Josiah devoted his youth to serving God. And today we have youth here and we have children here that have their whole life ahead of him, and we'll look at this king and we'll see what he did in those very early days of his life. The stuff that he did was very noteworthy because he devoted his life to the Lord. So let's read. I just want to read the first three verses. 2 Chronicles chapter 34, the first three verses. Now Josiah was 8 years old when he became king, and he reigned 31 years in Jerusalem. And he did what was right in the sight of the Lord and walked in the ways of his father David. He did not turn aside to the right hand or the left. For in the eighth year of his reign, while he was still young, he began to seek the God of his father David. And in the 12th year, he began to purge Judah and Jerusalem of the high places, the wooden images, the graven images, and the molded images. So somebody who's looking at the life of Josiah, this 8-year-old child, you must say he must have had a really good father. He must have had a really good grandfather that devoted his life to him and taught him about God. You might think that, but that is the farthest thing from the truth, because King Josiah had one of the most wicked grandfathers ever recorded in the history of Judah, even Israel. Now you can remember that the nation of Israel was divided into two parts. After that, we had King Saul, then we had King David, and then Solomon. The time of Solomon was the peak of the civilization of Israel. And then when King Rehoboam and King Jeroboam, they split, and we had the kings in the north, the five tribes, and 10 tribes in the north, and the two tribes in the south. So the life we're looking at, Josiah, was actually the very end of the civilization of Judah. There was only three or four other kings that reigned for a very short time, and the land was taken as captive to Babylon by Nebuchadnezzar. So this was the end of the civilization, and we know that there were very many other good kings in Judah, but none were as good as Josiah. So you might say, yes, you might think he had a bad grandfather, but maybe he had a good father. But his father he was just as bad as Manasseh. Manasseh reigned for 55 years in Judah, and he was the most wicked king. He did evil. He encouraged all kinds of evil, idolatry, prostitution. He encouraged the sacrifice of children to the idols, to Moloch and to other idols. He did so much evil things. And yes, we know that he repented in the very last parts of his life, but the things that he planted, all those statues that he erected, they continued in the days of Josiah. And then we know his father, Amon, he was also as wicked, but he only reigned for 2 years. He reigned for 2 years because there was a conspiracy against him and his servants. They killed him because they probably did not want another Manasseh to rule for 50 more years. So they killed him. So this little child was put to be king. He was only 8 years old. And let's see, what did he do? What could an eight-year-old child do? There's probably a few that are 8 years old here. Maybe Kevin. Is Kevin 8 years old? A little boy like Kevin. So what could a little child do? Of course, him as a king, he could not go out to fight as a ruler. He could not go fight. He could not maybe build things. He could not do very much great things. But he did what he could do as an eight-year-old child. And here in these verses we read, we saw what he did do. So here, what he did do was he walked in the ways of the Lord. He did what was right, and he did not turn aside. And let's just look at these parts a little bit. In my sermon today, I would like to share two main points with you. We saw that in the life of Josiah, he had a very bad influence from his family, but he did not let that stop him, because he looked at a good, positive influence in his life. So I would like to share two points that I see in the life of Josiah that made him the person that he became. The first thing I want to talk about is the power of godly influence in our lives. The power of a godly influence in our lives. We see that Josiah did not let this evil, his evil grandfather, his evil father, lead him in the ways that they walked. He looked at a better example. He looked at the example of David, who was much far before him, possibly 350 years before him, maybe even more. He was somebody in the future, but he looked to him as an example. Now, each person has to choose for themselves what kind of choices you will make, regardless of your ancestry. We cannot say, because I grew up in a bad family, I had a bad grandfather, a bad father, maybe I had people that did bad things to me, I cannot justify that to say that I will walk in that way. Likewise, we cannot say, oh, I had a very good upbringing. My great-great-great-grandfather was a Baptist preacher, so that makes me a good person. That is not true, because every single person has to choose, just like Josiah chose, which way you will walk. Josiah could have easily walked in the way of his father Amon, but he did not. He looked at a better example, who was David. He looked at the example of David. And just like Josiah chose, we have to examine ourselves. What kind of choices do we make in our lives? So he did three main things here we see in verse 2. I would like to point out these things for us to think about them. The first thing he did what was right in the sight of God. He did what was right. We heard in the first sermon about how important it is for children to obey their parents. At that stage, you just need to obey those those that are over you. We see that his father was dead. We don't know about his mother, but there were people that influenced him in a godly way, and he was obedient. Josiah walked in the ways of the Lord. He did what was right. The first thing we notice here. When we look at Romans chapter 12, verse 21, this verse tells us that there's only two things we can do. We could do evil or we can do good. It says here, be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Josiah chose to overcome evil with good. He did the good things in his life. He did what was pleasing to the Lord, and these little steps he took, we will see the progression in his life from the 8-year-old child to a 16-year-old child to a 21-year-old young man to a 25-year-old man, that the steps we see he progressed in his love for the Lord. We see that we always have to fill ourselves with something. You will either fill yourself with what is right or fill yourself with what is right, what is wrong. The next thing we see is that he walked in the ways of his father David. And how did David walk? David walked in the ways of God. He walked close to God. We know that David was not perfect, but we know that the only way we can walk with God is if we humbly walk with him. We can only walk with God when we are humble. Because if a proud person will say, I do not need to walk with God, he will choose his own path. But a humble person walks with God. And we see in Josiah's life, he was a very humble young man. In Micah chapter 6, verse 8, the prophet gives us three things that we have to really focus on. He says the three things that God really wants us to do. We know that the Bible says we have to do a lot of different things, but if you boil it down to just a few things, he says to do these three things. He says, O man, you know what is good, and what does the Lord inquire of you, but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God, to do what is right, to love mercy, to help people in need, and to walk humbly with your God. And that's what Josiah did. And we'll see in a little bit later on how this humility led him to be the person which he became. And keep in mind, this is all when he was still 8 years old. The next thing he did was that he did not turn to the left or to the right. He kept on the straight path. He kept on the path that leads him to salvation. In Proverbs chapter 4, verse 27, it tells us that basically the same thing. Do not turn not to the right hand or to the left hand. Remove your foot from evil. So even if your foot wants to go to a place where you cannot go, keep your foot and keep it on the straight. Keep it on the straight and narrow path that leads to salvation. That's what Josiah did. And Josiah made up his mind to walk on the straight path before the temptation came. When he was still only 8 years old, he chose to walk the way that leads to salvation. He chose to turn us away from all those idols that were rampant everywhere, the idols that Manasseh erected. He chose to walk away from them and do what was right. So in verse 3, the next thing we see is that for in the eighth year of his reign, so this makes him a 16-year-old young man, so he is already a youth. And we see what he did. He began to seek the God of his father David. Let's meditate on this for a little bit. In the eighth year, so what did he do? He began to walk. He began to seek the God of his father. He did not really seek to be like David, because we know that David was not a perfect man, but he knew that he wanted to be like the God that David loved. He wanted to know the God that David worshiped, because he read some of the Psalms. I'm sure, even though they did not have, we will get to the point later where we see that they did not even have the scriptures, but we know that the nation of Israel, the Jewish people, they passed on a lot of traditions orally, so they knew the Psalms of David. Josiah, as a king, he knew what kind of person David was. He knew that he was a great king who killed Goliath and so many other things, so he desired to be like this king. So he was seeking after the God of his father David, not after the gods of his father Amon, which were the idols which they erected. And there were also other influences in the life of Josiah. We read that there's three other people that had a really profound impact on his life. It was Hilkiah the high priest, Shaphan the scribe, and Huldah the prophetess. These three people were the ones that formed him and at his early stages were influencing him to walk and follow after God. So in chapter 14, we are introduced to the character of Hilkiah. He was the high priest. So let's read let's read about this person in verse 14. Now when they brought out the money that was brought into the house of the Lord, Hilkiah the priest found the book of the law of the Lord given by Moses. Then Hilkiah answered and said to Shaphan the scribe, I have found the book of the law in the house of the Lord. And Hilkiah gave the book to Shaphan. So we see that earlier in his life, Josiah gave the order to restore the temple. We see in verse 8, it says, in the 18th year of his reign, he had to purge the land and the temple. And so he wanted to restore the temple. So in the process of restoring the temple, they found the book of the law. They haven't had the book of the law for such a long time. Just like we heard in the morning that they found Jesus in the temple. And what a wonderful place to find the scriptures was also in the temple. The scriptures weren't lost in a museum. They were lost in the place where they were supposed to have been. But the people weren't looking for them. And then once we see that Josiah was seeking to be like, to seeking the God of his father David, that's when he found the scriptures. So in verse 14, we see that Hilkiah the priest, he gave the scriptures to Shaphan the scribe, and the scribe then he read it to the king. Now we could have said, the scribe Shaphan, he could have said, well, Josiah is a good enough king. He's a much better king than any other recent king we had. Why would he need the scriptures? He could have said, he's doing good. He's already purging Jerusalem. He's already restoring the temple. He's already walking in the way of the Lord. He's already doing what is right. What else could he need the scriptures for? But Shaphan did not say that. He knew that there was important revelation in the Bible, in the books that they found, and he read it to the king. And that's when we see that the king had a very profound impact from the scriptures. He had a reaction to the scriptures, which if we had in our time, there would be a great revival if we only had the reaction that King Josiah had. The other person that had a really important influence on him was Huldah the prophetess. Now, there's not very many female prophets in the Bible, but this lady here, when she saw the way that Josiah humbled himself, when we read in verse 21, we see that Josiah says, go and inquire of the Lord for me and for those who are left in Israel and Judah concerning the words of the book that is found. For great is the wrath of God, of the Lord, that is poured out on us because our fathers have not kept the word of the Lord to do according to what is written in the book. So we see that Josiah, he humbled himself. He ripped his clothes. And in verse 27, it shows the reaction of King Josiah. It says, because of your heart, these are actually the words of Huldah the prophetess, but talking about the reaction of Josiah in verse 27. It says, because your heart was tender and you humbled yourself before God when you heard his words. Not before, but when the word was read to him, he humbled himself against this place and against its inhabitants. And you have humbled yourself before me, and you tore your clothes, and you wept before me. I also have heard you, says the Lord. So we see that there was wrath that was supposed to come on Judah, but because Josiah had his love for the Lord, he had this humility before God. He was weeping before him. He did not want this destruction to come, so he wanted to make things right. So the prophetess Huldah, she said that there will not be destruction until you die. So there was still a little bit of time before the Babylonians came and took the nation to captivity, to exile. So I just wanted to point out that all these influences on Josiah did not come from his direct family. They came from outside. We know that his family was actually a very bad influence, but he did not let that discourage him. He still was seeking after God, after the God of his father. And the encouraging lesson here is that one can be raised in the worst possible situation and still be found worthy and still choose to follow after God. So how do we choose? Do we choose to follow after God? Or would we rather just walk according to the ways that was said before by Manasseh, by Amon, and many other wicked kings? So let's ask this question. Who is influencing in us in our lives? Is it the wicked kings that were before us, or is it the great King David, who, yes, he stumbled and he did a lot of things that were not pleasing, but he always was a man of God and he walked humbly and he repented and he restored his relationship with God by repenting before the Lord. And this was the example Josiah was striving for. So the first thing we were looking at was the power of a godly influence in our lives. The second thing I wanted to point out is that the power of applying the Word of God in our lives. So the power of applying the Word of God in our lives. Now Josiah knew enough about God even before the scriptures were revealed and found to know what was right and what was wrong. So we can't just say that, oh, because the times were so wicked, nobody knew what God wanted from them. No, they knew what God required from them because of oral tradition, because of knowing just that they were the chosen people. They just did not want to walk according to the ways of God. So they knew they could have chose to live by their conscience, but they chose to follow idols and worship idols. But Josiah, he chose to walk in the ways of the Lord. And Josiah had enough knowledge to know that the idols which were erected by his forefathers were not God's will. They were evil. They were those things that should have been destroyed right away instead of leaving them for many, many generations. We actually, if we had more time, we could see that there were still idols that King Solomon erected that Josiah destroyed. Think about it. King Solomon reigned 350 years at least before this king Josiah. Very, very long time. So there was other good kings before Josiah. There was Joash, there was Jehoshaphat, there was Hezekiah, there's great godly kings that also did what was right, but they did not destroy the idols. For some reason, the idol that Solomon erected was still up until Josiah destroyed it. Because maybe it had some kind of sentimental value. It's often really hard to destroy something that we've got used to seeing in our life. So they might have said, this is part of our history. Let's not destroy this one idol. It's so beautiful. But Josiah did not do that. He destroyed even that idol, the one that was up in Jerusalem for so many years. And we see in the life of Josiah that he knew enough about the scriptures, even before it was revealed to him, that to be a good person. And in essence, if we apply this to our Christian walk, somebody might tell you just a few words about Jesus Christ. They might reveal to you just the gospel. You might not know the whole Bible, but somebody might come up to you and say, Jesus Christ came from heaven. He died for you. He wants to save you. He poured out his blood for you. And you're a sinner, and that if you recognize that you're a sinner, you can be saved. That's enough for a person to be saved, but that's not enough to be to live according to the will of God, because God wants us to grow in our knowledge. Yeah, we can be saved from just hearing the gospel, but then if we need to grow, just like when Josiah, he knew enough to do what was right before God, but once the scriptures were found, that's when he truly realized the total depravity of the nation of Israel, and he realized the condition that they were under, and that God was ready to pour out his wrath over this over the nation. And we see that he started by cleaning out the temple. And we know that in our lives we can't just depend on just one or two sermons that we hear on Sunday to feed us spiritually. Yeah, that's good that we hear the scriptures read in the church. We hear sermons, but it was only when Josiah really heard the Bible read to him and started getting into it that when he started growing, when he started realizing how much evil there was around him. And that's applies to us as Christians also. We should not just trust, rely on a few sermons that we hear on Sunday morning. We have to get in the Word of God for ourselves. Now, what was Josiah's personal reaction to the reading of the Bible, reading of the five books of the old, five books of Moses, the law that they found? Now, Josiah was deeply broken for his sin. Josiah's reaction was he humbled himself. He was broken for the sin, his personal sin, and the sin of the nation. Now, Josiah could have said, well, the wrath of God was already poured out on the northern kingdom, Israel. They were already taken into captivity at this time. Right before the time of Hezekiah, they were taken away to be exiled by the Assyrians. So Josiah could have said, well, this is for them. It's not for us. We're not as bad as the northern kingdom. We're not as bad as Israel. But he did not do that. He applied the word to himself. He applied the word to himself and realized that this is the wrath of the God. The wrath of God was being poured out. It was being ready to be poured out until Josiah humbled himself. And this is the proper reaction each Christian should have to the Word of God, not to apply it to somebody else. Yeah, we always can find somebody worse than us. Like the nation of Israel was worse, a sinner than sinning worse than the southern kingdom was, but Josiah applied this word to himself. And Josiah could have also justified the idolatry around him by saying, well, this is just another way of expressing our worship to God. If you think about what's going on in our times today, people say, well, everybody has their own opinion. Everybody has a way of expressing themselves. What was good for them is not good for us. There's so much relativism in our times where people say that that's right for you, but it's not right for me. And Josiah could have said, well, Moses worshiped God this way, and now so many hundreds of years later, we worship God in a different way. We just put little idols. But he did not do that. He realized that God is a holy God, and we cannot make an image to him and set up these idols, because everything that is an idol is a worship of Satan, not the worship of God. So that's why Josiah had this reaction. He tore down all these idols and he began to walk humbly before the Lord. And God wants us to be obedient to the revelation that he has given us already before he gives us something new. So Josiah, we see the progression in the life of Josiah. When he was just 8 years old, he did what he could. When he was eight, when he turned a little bit older, he began to seek after his father, the God of the father of David. Then when he was 12, in his 12th year, he began to purge Jerusalem. And then in his 8th year, he began to cleanse the temple. So we see a progression. So the way we can apply this to our life also is that God will not give us more revelation until we do what was already given to us. Just like the example of obeying your parents. If we do not obey our parents in the smallest things, then God will not tell us the next thing we should do. But Josiah, he did what was right. He did all the right things, and then God gave him more. And then when he was ready, he found the book of the law. It was the most awesome reaction just the thought of thinking of this is the word that was given to God, by God to Moses. And this is the same scriptures that is being read to me. This was the reaction that Josiah had. So we see he had a personal reaction was humility, and his public reaction, let's just look at a few more things and we'll be ending. His public reaction was that Josiah encouraged the whole nation. He gathered everybody together and said, we have to change. Something has to change here. So let's just look at verse 30 and 32. The king went up to the house of the Lord, and all the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem and the prophets and the Levites and all the people, great and small. And he read in their hearing, in the hearing of all the words of the book of the covenant, which has been found in the house of the Lord. and skip over to verse 32. And he made all who were present in Jerusalem and Benjamin take a stand. So the inhabitants of Jerusalem did according to the covenant of God and the God of their fathers. Thus Josiah removed all the abominations from all the country that belonged to the children of Israel. So we see that this was the public reaction of Josiah. He didn't just take the word to himself and build some kind of bunker and said, I will hide from the wrath of God. He did not do that. He knew the wrath was coming. Wrath of God was coming. So he said, we need to do something. And the reaction that he had gave them more time, gave the mercy of God was prolonged for a few more years, enough for them to repent, enough for them to change their ways. But the wrath still came. And we know this is true in our time, that the wrath of God will still come in the end when Jesus comes. But right now, he's still prolonging that time, that because there's still people that have not heard the scriptures, there's still people that have not been saved. So he is prolonging the time of grace for us. The other thing we see here is that he called all great and small. He called even the small children that were running around. He said they need to hear the scriptures also, because he knew that not too long ago he was just an 8-year-old boy, that somebody put a godly influence on him. Somebody encouraged him to do the right thing. So he said even the little children have to be there to hear the reading of the scriptures. And this is the right reaction, so that the next generation would grow up knowing God. And Josiah also, we see that he started off by cleaning out the temple. Now, before he got the revelation, he started cleaning out some of the things in the temple, but it was only after the scripture was read to him and he knew what God wanted from them. That's when he destroyed everything that did not belong in the temple. And we know that in the Old Testament, the temple was the building. It was a building that was erected by Solomon, and it was still in present to those days. But in our times, we are the temple of God. So how could we apply this to our life? We know that Josiah started by cleaning out the temple. In our lives, we can clean out ourselves first. We need to get rid of everything in ourselves that is unclean, because Paul says, do you not know that you are the temple of God and that God's Spirit dwells in you? So we are the temple. We should always apply the word first to ourselves, to clean ourselves, and then we will know how we can clean the other things around us. So he also removed all the idolatrous priests. There were priests that were devoted to these idols. He got rid of them. He killed them. He did not let them do these sacrifices anymore in the temple. So he got rid of everything that could be a stumbling block in the future. He got cleansed everything. So he restored the temple to its original beauty. And last thing that he did that was noteworthy in his life was that he had the greatest celebration of the Passover that has ever been to the time of Samuel. Just think about it. Samuel was before Solomon. So Solomon, the great rich king Solomon, did not have such a great Passover celebration as did Josiah in this day when the scriptures were found and they were rejoicing at the idea that they could restore their fellowship again with God. So if you really want, you can read the chapter 35 about the celebration of the Passover. And we know that the Passover reminds us of the exodus of Israel from slavery. So Josiah is saying, we need to remember that when we left Egypt, we should have left all those idols in Egypt. We should be a pure nation. We should be the nation that serves the one true God. And we should leave all those idols behind. And in our times, we see that it is a type that reminds us of that we were delivered from sin. The Passover reminds us that we were cleansed, we were washed by the blood of God, the blood of Jesus Christ. And we see that the Passover reminded, he said, we need to clean ourselves. So they spilled so much blood. They had this great celebration to remind them, let's not do this again. Let's not have this repeat in our in our lives. Let's tremble before the word of God like we did when we found it the first time. Because when we read Isaiah chapter 66, verse 2, this verse says here, but on this one will I look, on him who is poor and of a contrite spirit, who trembles at my word. We see that Josiah was trembling at the word. He didn't just say, oh, it's just an old book, it doesn't mean anything. No, he trembled at it. He knew that God will keep his word. So this great king Josiah, he went from being a good king to being a great king. We see other examples of that people that started off pretty good, but they fell really quickly into destruction, into evil practice, into idolatry. But Josiah was the one that he kept growing, and that's what encouraged him. He kept growing in his faith. He kept growing in his love for God. And of him it says this in another passage. It says, now before him there was no king like him who turned to the Lord with all his heart, with all his soul, and with all his mind, according to the law of Moses, nor after him did any arise like him. So we see this was the greatest king. He did everything right. We know that in the end he did something that wasn't pleasing, and that's why he died early. He died at age of 39 years old. So if he would have only obeyed God and just stayed away from that situation, he would have remained. But overall, this was a great king because he obeyed the great commandment here, because at the end it says he loved the Lord with all his heart, with his soul, and his might. He served God according to the way his father David did. Now we have an opportunity to pray. Let's praise the Lord. Let's ask the Lord to give us these great influences in our lives so we follow good examples, and that we will be able to worship the Lord and be like this King Josiah. May the name of the Lord be praised. Amen. Let's pray.